In 1967, Michael Jackson, not yet 9 years old, packed into a beat-up old Volkswagen with his father and brothers and set off from home for New York City. Their destination was Harlem's storied Apollo Theater and its amateur night contest. The Jackson 5 won the contest, and now the Apollo is honoring Jackson's life with a two-day memorial service. It started this afternoon. NPR's Netta Ulaby was there.
I'm looking at the Apollo Theater's big red Art Deco sign flashing the words, "In memory of Michael Jackson," an Apollo legend.
It's gonna feel real good. Chevron.
Jackson was not an Apollo legend in the manner of Ella Fitzgerald or James Brown. But this theater is one of the country's most significant landmarks of African-American culture, and it's become a magnet for Jackson's fans.
We've been here since 12 yesterday in the morning, and we've been up. We haven't slept yet or eaten, but it's worth it. He's worth it.
Friends Ivana Johnson and Latifah Smith, both 18, are among the first in line. Johnson says she shares a crush on Jackson with her mother, but she never had the illusion his was a happy life.
Him dying is better for him because he had a very stressful and hard life, so I guess he's out of his pain and misery.
Well, you think it was better for him to die?
No, not that, but just that from hearing all the things about him not having a childhood and working his whole life, I think he was tired.
A blisteringly hot afternoon did not dissuade hundreds and hundreds of fans jammed behind blue police barricades. It's telling that most of the Michael Jackson pictures you see on the posters, pins, and keychains peddled by Monica Yvonne Jones show the star as a child.
You know, it was really kids then, and they started getting older. Their life started changing. No, I guess it was for the better. This is what they want.
Jones says that Jackson's felt like her family growing up, when a black family on national TV was rare. But that doesn't stop the street vendor from expressing a dash of pragmatism.
He's dead. He's going to make more money. And he's still popular. He's dead.
I made a mistake and asked how much Jackson paraphernalia Jones has sold since Thursday.
I don't consider it paraphernalia. It's memories. It's love. You call it what you want. I call it $3.
Later this month, the Apollo Theater will hold another Jackson Memorial, a concert teeming with stars. Unlike today's tribute, that one will not be free. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Harlem.